So our next guest is here for Otis Eyewear. Summer looks better through glass. He had a busy night on Wednesday night. He is the Australian 10,000 metre title holder. His name is Jack Rayner. He joins us. Jack, thanks so much for your time.
No worries. Pleasure to be on.
How'd you pull up?
Not too bad yesterday, but getting up this morning, I'm feeling it now. Yeah, quite sore, nothing out of the ordinary.
Where are you feeling it? Where does a track runner get sore?
Oh, well, in the past, we'd be doing it in, like, pretty minimal spikes, but the last few years, the spikes have kind of changed a bit and gotten a bit thicker, so you do pull up a bit better now, but mainly in the calves and the glutes.
Do you get in the zone when you're running? Do you have days or runs where you're feeling, you know, I guess for a lack of a better term, you're running on top of the ground, as they say? You just feel like you don't feel the fatigue as much, you don't feel as sore, you just feel like you're in the zone and you can just basically run for as long as you want and go as fast as you want?
Certainly. It usually only ever happens for when you're racing, but during training, you're not quite in the zone every day. But once you tape it down for a race and everything's going right, yeah, you can certainly get into the right zone and everything will be going smoothly.
Hey, Jack, it looked and that, like
that's,
hard.
That's what happened on Wednesday.
Yeah, well, I'll take us through that. It looked, you did it easy in the end. You sort of broke away with two laps to go and you looked comfortable, but it was tough conditions, and the difference between the heat and when you're running it is so much more difficult than when it's cooler conditions. The conditions out there, how hard was it?
It was pretty warm. It was, I think it was 26 or 7 degrees, so, and quite humid as well, so when you're out there for a 10K, it's not like doing a track shorter race where it's only like a few minutes. You're out there for almost half an hour, so it does get quite hot. So something I'm not super used to, like I'm usually, when we're racing, much cooler because most of the track, or most of the road racing's in the morning, so it'll be much cooler. So I don't really do a whole lot of track racing. I mean, the last one I did was a whole year ago, the same race.
Yeah, which you won as well. So 28 minutes, 16 seconds for 10Ks. That's 25 laps of a 400-metre track. It's extreme going. In terms of your career, mate, I've followed it reasonably closely. You're an absolute guru, particularly over the half marathon. You've stepped up to the marathon personal best of 2:11. That was in London. You are world-class and at the top of your game. But you've had some setbacks and some injuries, including heading over to the Olympics and starting the marathon but not finishing. How are you mentally and physically?
I'm all good now. But, yeah, I unfortunately had a stress reaction in my femur 1 month before the Olympics. So put a bit of a spanner in the works. So had to cross-train a lot before that race. And I knew I'd probably be going into it fighting a losing battle, which I did. But kind of fueled a bit of fire to stay injury free and get to a whole new level of fitness, which I'm on my way to doing now, which has been good.
So the emotions of that, I mean, the dream of going to the Olympics, but then the questions that you would have been facing 1 month out when you're for the marathon, you basically need to be running every day to feel like you're in top shape and you weren't. What was that roller coaster like?
It was pretty devastating seeing, like, I was training really well in the months before, and then, yeah, things got gradually sore on my leg, so playing it safe, ended up getting a scan, finding out that it was a stress reaction, so, yeah, took a bit of a hit there, and then kind of got a bit of time to reflect on it before the race and knew things weren't going to go well, so I wasn't too down, but just let myself recover once the Olympics was done, and then, yeah, really put a new perspective on things and had to change a few things in training. Hopefully I can just stay injury free now and do another few marathons soon.
Jack Rayner is with us. He won the national 10,000 metre title on Wednesday night in Melbourne. So what are those changes that you've made? Because all runners go through injuries and they become wiser on the back of it. So what have you changed?
Doing a little less volume in my training, so taking some days completely off running. I've been getting into a bit of cycling, so deloading the bones a bit. And just not running as much as I have in the past. So, and then, yeah, honestly, I've been able to train harder in the days that I'm actually doing hard sessions. So I think that's really helped.
What's ahead, Jack? Where are your sights set? You've got the Comm Games in Birmingham in August. I imagine that's an immediate goal. But what does it look like for you? What's the ultimate goal across the next 2, 3, 4 years?
The ultimate goal, I would like to do the marathon at the Paris Olympics. I still haven't done a marathon where I've been like really happy with it. Like, the first one I ever done was London. I ran the Olympic qualifier, but then the ones after that, I just have run into some problems injury-wise. So haven't really had one where I've been really happy with it. But yeah, that will be the ultimate goal, try and run something close to an Australian record in the next 5 years or so.
What time is that?
It's 207.51, I believe. So it's quite an old record. No one's broken that for a while. It's been more than 30 years, I think.
That's a good goal to have. What's life like as a professional runner? I mean, there's not a whole heap of money and, I guess, prestige behind the sport, rightly or wrongly, but you live and breathe it day in, day out. It's your job. You're a professional runner. What's the lifestyle like?
It's different, that's for sure. So, lucky most of my mates are in the same training group, so we're all in the kind of the same boat. But pre-COVID, it was kind of nice because we'd spend at least a few months of the year overseas traveling, doing races over in Europe and America. So, there is a lot of travel involved pre-COVID, and hopefully we'll be going away overseas for a couple of months this year. Other than that, you kind of find a routine that works for you. There's some days where you're busy, some days you're not. There's a lot of gym work and things involved that aren't just running. But yeah,
now
it is a different lifestyle.
One of the SEN Summer Breakfasts can run a 2:34 marathon. I think that's Kane's PB.
Was that this year, Kane?
What do we think about? Oh, so you know it's Kane. You know it's not me. What do you think about Kane's efforts? What sort of level can Kane expect to get to?
How old are you, Kane?
Oh, 39.
Ooh.
Ah, well, Sinead's still running the best. Sinead Divers in our group, she's still running the best she ever has, and she's 44.
Oh, no excuses.
Still a few years ahead of you.
Yeah, there's absolutely no excuses on the back of what she has done. But when you're talking 207s and we're mentioning 234s, I'm slightly embarrassed about that. But hey, mate, we love following your career. I can't wait to see what you can do in those big international marathons at the Comm Games or World Championships, wherever you decide to go this year. We'll be following closely. So congratulations on another title, and thanks for joining us this morning.
No worries. Pleasure, guys. Thanks a lot.
Jack Rayner was our guest. He's an Olympian, but there's a whole lot left to achieve at the age of only 26.